So for the past week, we've been talking about the Mishnah, the Chof Tes Amar Aleph, in the first segment of the Mishnah, the different mitzvos that a father has to do to a son. So now we're going to move to the second part of that Mishnah, on the Gemara and Daf Lamed Amud Beis. So the Mishnah once again on Chof Tes begins, Kol Mitzvah Ben Ala Av, Anashim Chayavim V'Nashim Beturos. And the Gemara interprets that to mean that mitzvos that a father has to do to the son, where the son is the object of the mitzvah of the father. So for those mitzvahs, Anashim Chayavim V'Nashim Beturos, says the Mishnah, "B'chol mitzvos ha'av al ha'ben, echad anashim ve'echad anashim chayavim." But all mitzvos that a son has to do to the father, there, both anashim and nashim chayavim. Right? That's clearly what the Mishnah means in light of what the Gemara interprets for the first line of the Mishnah. Clearly, the second line of the Mishnah is referring to mitzvos that a child has to do to a parent. And that's exactly what the Gemara says. Kol mitzvos ha'av ha'mutelas ala ben lasos la'aviv echad anashim echad anashim chayav. This is the Gemara in Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Tanina lo'ha d'tana rabbanan, ish ein li'a la'ish, ish ha'menayin, k'sheva omer tiro harikan shnayim. And came at ha'malam la'ish, ish si b'biyad ha'lasos, ish ein si b'biyad ha'lasos, v'nesh rishus ha'cherim aleha. The Pasuk says in Parashas Kedoshim, ishim ha'viyaviv tiro. So it says tiro harikan shnayim. It seems like both individuals, both Anashim and Nashim, are going to be Chayavim. So that's exactly what the Gemara says, that Kibud Ava'im and Mora Ava'im are Chayuvim both on the son and on the daughter. Alright, so why does it mention Ish? Just say, Imo Va'aviv Tiro. Why Ish? So says the Gemara, Ish Sipe B'yad Olaso, Isha Ain Sipe B'yad Olaso. Sometimes a woman is not able to be Mechaber her parents. She's not able to do Kibud Ava'im, or to fulfill Mora, let's say. Because she's mitzuva in kibud baila and mora baila, so that would be a stira, that would be a problem, it would be a contradiction between kibud avaim and mora avaim on the one hand, and kibud baila and mora baila on the other hand. So in such a case, then the woman is going to be ptura. But in all other circumstances, let's say the woman is an isha p'snuya, so then bein ish, bein isha are going to be mechuyev in kibud avaim and in mora avaim. Okay, this is the gimel. So what emerges from the Gemara is an interesting halacha, that even though both a man and a woman are chayiv in kibud and in mora of their parents, but there is a certain exception, and that is isha nesua. When a woman is married, so then she's not mechuyevis. The question is, why not? So Rashi here says as follows, sipek, this is actually going on the ish, ish sipek biyadol asas. He says, sipek means yachol. The word sipek means that he can. Yachol she'ein mocha biyadol, there's no one who protests. There's no one who can protest against the son being mechaber his parents, so therefore he's mechuyev. Sounds like the reason why a woman, an isha nesua, is p'tura from kibud avaim is because the baal can protest, he can be mocha. The woman is meshubetes levaila, she's meshubet to listen to what the husband is saying. So if the husband says, I don't want you to honor your father, I don't want you to honor your mother, then she has to listen to the father, to the husband. He's mocha biyada, and he has a hold on her. Her chiyev to be mechaber her husband trumps the chiyuv to be mechaber her parents, and therefore, if he's mocha, then she's not able to be mechaber her parents. That's how Rashi interprets. It sounds like there's a mitzvah daraisa for a woman to listen to her husband, right? Because if the mitzvah of kibud avaim is a mitzvah daraisa, and yet the mitzvah of kvod baila, of listening to her husband, can trump that. So obviously, the mitzvah of kvod baila must be daraisa too, because if it's not daraisa, how would it be mevatel a mitzvah daraisa? Right, so kvod baila must be daraisa. So even though kibud avaim is also daraisa, but there's a halacha that kvod baila can trump the mitzvah of kibud avaim. That's Rashi's pshat. Tosus seems to say something a little different. Rishus acherim alea v'avagad demaisi alea baila medira avonan ve'alma mikol mokom ena mitzuya etzlavia ela etzlabaila. Says Tosfos, even though the masiya dayim of a woman go to her husband, that's only a dindir avonan. Right, we know that a husband is mitzvah to give mizonos, to support his wife. So Chazal will misaken, the Gemara Ksuba said Chazal misaken at the Masi Adayim, that the monies that the woman makes from her efforts, from her work, that go to the husband in place of the mizonos. Tachas mizonos said, the Chazal misaken that the Masi Adayim go to the husband. So it says Tosis, that's a dindar abonan, that's not a dindar raisa. Mizonos might be a din daraisa. It's actually a machlokas rishonim if it's daraisa. But many rishonim assume it is daraisa. The fact that the masi adayim of the wife go to the husband, that's a takana drabonan. So Tosis is troubled. So if that's only a takana drabonan, so why should kibud avaim fall away if the husband doesn't want her to be mechabed the parent? He says, "Mikol makom ena mitzuya etzel baila ela etzel avia ela etzel baila." He says the din that Isha in Tzibi Bielul Asas, that the woman is Keturah from Kibud Av V'Em because of something related to the husband. It's not that the husband, she has a shibud toward the husband, and the husband can be mocha if she wants to be mechaved her parents. It's that the Torah recognizes that the wife is going to live with her husband. She's going to live in the city of her husband, in the home of her husband. So she's just not going to be accessible to the parent. She's not going to be available to the parent. It's not that the husband, you know, has to be mocha in order to prevent her from being mechaved the parent. That his mecha'a, right, the, her chiyuv to be mechaber her husband trumps her chiyuv to be mechaber her parents. If he's mocha, but she wants to be mechaber her parent, then she doesn't do it. No, it's not that. It's not a pshat that his her shibut to the baal is more significant. There's a din kedima in that shibut over the shibut to the parents. No, it's a metzius that the Torah recognizes she's not going to be accessible. She's ain't a metzuya etzel aviyam, etzel ima. She's metzuya etzel baila. So the, since the Torah recognized that metzius, that's why it says that Isha in Tzipet V'yavalasa, she's not Mutsuvan, Kibud Av V'Em, because it's just not Shayach to her. She's not Mitsuya, it's a Lavian. Yeah, question.
Like,
isn't
she now in the Rishus of her Baal, as in, like, any, like, Mitsuya or anything that she gets, if she acquires, it goes to her husband. So,
okay.
Dini Mamanus, it should just go to her. We don't care about, like, this is Mitsuya, that's a Darabana. Anything that she. Anything
what do you mean? So what should go to her?
Nothing should go to her. I mean, everything should go to her husband.
I don't think the Masiyah, the Masiyah them are not the same as Mitziah. Mitziah comes my Alma. It just she didn't put an effort. Mm-hmm. If she put an effort, I would think she gets to keep whatever she made with her effort. So Kamash Malom, the Chachamim, she should get to keep it, but the Chachamim are Mesakin that it should go to the husband. But the fact that the Mitziah goes to the fact that the Mitziah goes to the husband, is that in Daraisa? It might be also be around, doesn't the Gemara about Mitziah and Daf Yud what? Yud Beis? No, I'm sorry. The Gemara Ksubis talks about that, right? It's all part of that sugya, right? What Masiyah Dea Tachas Mizonosel, Mitziyasa Tachas what? I forget already. Tachas. Peiros Tachas Perkona, Mitziyasa Tachas something else. I forget already the Gemara. I think Mitziah is also the Rabban. Mitziah is also the Rabban. The Mitziah of a daughter going to her father, that's the rice. Right? So anything that the daughter gets that would go to the father because he has bailus over the daughter. But the Mitziah of the wife, I don't think that that's the rice that it goes to the husband. That's also the Rabban. I think I have to look it up again. I think so. So there seem to be two approaches here, right? Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that Kibud Av V'Em, that the Nesua, Isha Nesua is Keturah from Kibud Av V'Em because the husband can be Mocha and she's more Meshubah to the husband than she is to her parents. And Tosfos says it's not a function of Shibudim because the Shibudim are only the Rabbanan anyway. It's the fact that the Torah recognizes that she's not Metzuya, it's all Avidas. That's why she's not Chayav in Kibud Av V'Em. Eitan? Yeah.
According to Tosfos, why is the son still mechuyev? Because let's say the son also moves far away. So
yeah, but the son is mechuyev to take care of the parents, meaning he doesn't have to move far away. If there's a reason why he's going to have to take care of the parents, if the parents can't take care of themselves, then the son has to get a job close to the parents. He's not allowed to move away because he has a mitzvah to be mechabed his parents. As we'll see, kibud av v'em means machel or mashka, malbish, manel, machnes, and motzi, means that you have to serve the parent. You have to provide for the parents. So if you have to provide for the parents, either you do it yourself or you get someone else to provide for the parents, but you're not allowed to just move away. But a woman has to live with her husband. If the husband wants to move away, assuming that he's not mechuyev to be mechabed the father-in-law, that's the big question that we have to get to tomorrow, right? If we don't get to it today, as we discussed. Right? So assuming that he's not as mechuyev, so then he can move away. The wife should be mechuyev in covet of her parents, but if she's meshubah to the husband, then you know, el asher telchi eilef, right? If the husband says, I want to go somewhere, then she has to follow, right? So if she has to follow, she's not going to be mitzuyei etzel avias. That's why she's not going to be able to be mechabed the parents. Yes?
So it's supposed to imply that if she is geographically accessible to her parents, that she is chayav.
Okay, so we're going to get to that. It's a good question. But before we get to that, let's just try to understand Tosfos a little bit better. Tosfos has this havamin. He says that if the Masiyadayim, the fact that the Masiyadayim of the woman go to her husband, if that would have been a din daraisa, so then it would have been poshut why Kibud Av V'Em falls away once a woman is married. It's because it's only the Rabbanan, so that's why he has to come on to his new pshat that she's enemetsu yetzel avia. What does that mean? We're going to see later that the mitzvah of kibud av ha'em is mishel av, that you don't have to be mechabed a parent, mishel ben. It doesn't have to come from the money of the child. But rather, the chiyav is to serve the parent with the money of the parent. Like the parent provides money, and you have to go to the supermarket to buy food for the parent, and you have to do whatever is necessary to... And you even have to be misvakel from your work in order to serve the parent. But you don't have to provide the money in order to buy the goods that the parent needs. Okay, so the Gemara says, it's actually machlokas ha'maraim, but we pass in the kibud av ha'em, mishel av. So if kibud av ha'em is mishel av, so then what's the havmin of Tosis? But Tosis is saying that if the Masiyah Dayim, of the wife was shayach on a daraisa level to the husband, so then she wouldn't be able to mechabit her father. Right? What does one have to do with the other? Right? The fact that the Masiyah Dayim would go labaila, why would that mean that she wouldn't have to mechabit her father? It's not Michelle Habas anyway. Right? She doesn't have to use her money. So the fact that the Masiyah Dayim are going to the husband, okay, that's a monetary issue. Her money is her own, or it goes to the husband. But that's irrelevant to the chiyuv of kibud av. She'd be mechuyavis to be mechabit her father anyway, even if the Masiyah Dayim go to the husband. Because that's a din moment. So okay, her money belongs to the husband. But even if her money didn't belong to the husband, right? Whether the money belongs to the husband or not, that's irrelevant to the chiyuv of kibud av, because the chiyuv of kibud av is not a function of the money, it's mishal av anyway. It's that she has to be misbatel, right? She has to spend the time to be mechabit the parent. So even if the Masiyah Dayim in HaTorah went to the husband, she still should have a chiyuv of kibud av va'em. And you should have to come on to Tosis's idea that the reason why she's pater from kibud av va'em is because she's not metzuyah, it's lavia. So what's Tosis saying? What does Masiyah Dayim have to play a role over here b'chlal? L'chor, what Tosis means is this, that if min HaTorah the Masiyah Dayim would go to the husband, so then it's a dover poshut that she's meshubedas labayla completely. Not just from a monetary perspective, not just that her mamon is meshubah to the baal, but she should be meshubedas labayla begufa too. If her money is meshubah to the baal on a deraisa level, then she should be meshubedas to the baal begufa as well. Meaning she should be meshubedas to the baal in the sense that she should have to listen to everything he says. She should have to be mechabed him. She should have to be mechabed him. She should have to serve the Baal. It's not that we're learning directly from the Masiyah Dayim, but it's by way of extrapolation, so to speak. If the Masiyah Dayim in the Torah of the Isha Nesua belong to the husband, so that means that she has a shibud mamoni to the husband. She has a shibud mamoni, then it makes sense that she should taka be meshabedes levayla completely, not just mitzad mama, but even mitzad haguf, that she should have to serve the husband. If she should have to serve the husband, then taka tzedavah pasha, the kibud av ha'em can't apply to her. Because if she has to be mishat, if she's mishabedis to the husband to serve him, then she's not mishabedis to serve the parent. It says ta'isviz, but you should know that the Masiyah Dayim go to the husband, that's only a dinder abonon. So if it's only a dinder abonon, then the fact that she's mishabedis labayla in general should only be the rabbanon. So she's only mishabedis labayla in the rabbanon. So the husband can't be moche that she shouldn't be able to honor her parent. So why does kibud av ha'em fall away when she gets married? The husband can't be moche because she's not meshubedes to him on a daraisa level. Midrabbanan avada she is. Min ha'torah though she's not. So she's not meshubedes min ha'torah. So then she should be chayav in kibud av ha'em. Tosis says no, but the Torah recognizes she's not mitzuyah etzel avia. That's a mitzius. The Torah recognizes that mitzvah, so therefore it parters her from kibud av ha'em when she's in the suit. Okay, that's a deeper understanding of Tosis. And clearly Rashi argues. Rashi holds that she's pater from kibud av ha'em when she's in the suit because the shibud of the baal is more powerful than the shibud of the parent. Right? Rashi apparently holds that the shibud that the woman has toward her husband to be mechabed him, that's the raisa. Even if the Masiyah Dayim is only the rabbanan, but the shibud that she has toward the husband to be mechabed him, that's the raisa. So if that's the raisa, then we understand the shibud of the parent, the shibud of the baal is going to trump the shibud of the parents. She's Torah from kibud av ha'em because she's more meshubedes to the baal than she's meshubedes to the parent. How do I know? But if the shibud is the raisa for both for the parent and for the baal, how do I know that the shibud of the baal trumps the shibud for the parent? That's the Gzeres HaKasav. Right? The Gzeres HaKasav is that Isha in Sipei B'Yadalasos, Ishim of Yadav Tiro, Torah is saying that she's more mitzuvah. First of all, the Torah is saying she's mitzuvah to listen to the husband, and the Torah is also saying she's more mitzuvah to listen to the husband than to listen to her parents. So that's why when she's married, she's more mitzuvah to be mechabe the husband, and if the husband tells her not to be mechabe the parents, then he could be mocha, and she has to listen to him. And that's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch writes. Shulchan Aruch is more like Rashi than like Tosfos. Look at the Shulchan Aruch, Yeredeya. Let's keep it on Va'ein. Simen Reish Mem Sif Yud Zayin, page 2 in the handout. It says, Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'ish ha'shavim be'kavod v'morah shal ava'im. Men and women are equal in kibud ava'im. Elisha ha'isha in bi'ad al-asa she mishubedes l'bayla. Sometimes a woman can't do it because she's mishubedes l'bayla. V'fika chibtura mikibud ava'im ba'od nesu'a. V'nizgar she'chayeves, v'nizgar she'on nesalman ha'chayeves. What's the Shulchan Aruch saying? The Nishan Nesu is Ptura from Kibbut Av Va'im. Why? Meshi Mishabetas Labaila. It doesn't say Meshi Mitsuya Eitz Labaila. It says Meshi Mishabetas Labaila. Sounds like Rashi. Right? She's Ptura from Kibbut Av Va'im because she's Mishabetas Labaila and the Shibud Labal trumps the Shibud for Av Va'im. That's why she's Ptura from Kibbut Av Va'im. Okay, this is how the Shulchan Aruch thinks. It's Machokas, Rashi, and Tosfos. Let's take it one step further now. Okay, let's go one step deeper. So far we have Rashi and Tosfos, right? That Isha Nesu is Ptura from Kibud Av Va'im, either because her Shibud to the husband is greater, or because she's Metzuya Etzel Aviyah, not Etzel Baila, so therefore the Torah recognizes she's not going to be available to be Mechabed appearance, so it patters, right? She's Ptura. So the question is, should we say that an Isha Nesu is Ptura from Kibud Av Va'im, just Machmas Ones? Ones! She really has a Chiv, but there's an onus that she's mishubedes levaila or she's mitzuyet levaila. So the Torah patas it just like every other situation. Onus rachmana patre. Someone is in a situation, an extenuating circumstance where he can't do a mitzvah, then he's patre. The here too, right? The mitzvah of Kibbut Av Va'im really should apply to Isha Nesu as well. But midin onus, she's ptura for the reasons that we delineated. Or should we say no? Should we say there's a gzeres hakosuv, that there's a ptur here, that the Isha Nesu is ptura from Kibbut Av Va'im? It's not just midin ones she's ptura from Kibbut Av Va'im, but there's a ptur that's called, there's a gzeres hakosuv that she's ptura from Kibbut Av Va'im. The posuk of Ishim of Yav Tiro, the word ish, the miut of ish below ish is talking about Isha Nesu. It's a gzeres hakosuv that the din of Kibbut Av Va'im doesn't apply to Isha Nesu. It's not just that Machmas Ones, the Isha Nesu is Ptura, but there's a Gzeres HaKosov that the mitzvah of Kibbut Av Va'im doesn't apply to Isha Nesu. What's an afkamina? She's Ptura anyway, whether it's Midin Ones, or it's a Gzeres HaKosov, she's Ptura, so what's the afkamina? Afkamina is, let's say there's no Ones. Right? Let's say what? Let's say the husband is not Machmas, and she is Mitzuya Yitzel Aviyah. Right? Is she Chayeves and Kibbut Av Va'im in such a case? Or should we say, no, there's a Ptura? If she wants to do it, she can do it. It's a nice thing to do, but technically speaking, she's exempt. She's Ptura. What's the din? So if we hold that the Ptura is only within Ones, then Taka, if the husband is not Makbid, then she's Chayim Kibbut Av Va'im. She'll have to serve appearance. But if there's Mamash Ptura, Gzeres HaKosav, she's Potter, she's a Nesua, she's Ptura from Kibbut Av Va'im, even if the parents, even if the husband is not Makbid, and she's Metzuya Yitzel Aviyah. She'll still be Ptura if it's a Gzeres HaKosav. So what do the Mefarshim say about this? Did anyone take a stand on this?
Yeah.
The Shach? And who said before the Shach? The Chinuch, right? The Chinuch also takes a stand even before the Shach, right? Both the Chinuch and the Shach. Both the Chinuch and the Shach express an opinion about this. So going back to page 1 there. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, V'noheges b'chol mokom v'chol zman is the mitzvah Lama Gimel, mitzvah Kibbut Av Va'im, and Parshas Yisro. Women are mechuyamos in Kibbut Av Va'im. Kol zman she'ef shalahen, says the Chinuch. If ain't sipik b'yadalas, says obviously she's going to be p'tur. Isha Nesu is p'tur. Klomer b'chol eis shalo yimnu osan ba'alein, says the Chinuch. What does it mean, ef shalahen? If the Baal is not monea, the Baal is not makbid, the Baal is makbid, then obviously they're p'tur. P'tur osan Kibbut Av Va'im. The Baal is not makbid, then the Chayav in Kibbut Av Va'im. So the Chinuch clearly writes that the Ptur of Isha Nesu is only Medin Onis. If the Onis doesn't apply, then the Ptur doesn't apply. And that's echoed by the Shach as well on page 2. Yeridei and Simin Reish Mem, Sivkot and Yutes. The Figach Ipturel, the Shulchan Aruch, says the Shach, V'nira, the main Baila Makbe, Chayavis V'choldova She'efshe Kemoho Ish. If the Baal is not Makbe, then she's Chayav and Kibbut Avayim, just like an Ish, just like her brother. Because as long as the Baal is not makbid, then there's nothing monea, there's no onus, there's no mania, then the mitzvah applies. That's the chinuch and the shach. From some of the Rishonim, you get the impression that at least in a Havami of the Gemara, they weren't assuming like that. Because the Gemara continues, Amar Ravi Dibar Avin Amar Rav, Nisgar Shashneim Shavim. Rav Yehudi Bar Avin quotes Rav, who says, "Nisgarsha." Let's say the woman gets divorced, shneim shavim. Then both she and the brother are equal. Isha nesu is pter from kibbut avayim, but nisgarsha shneim shavim. What does that mean? So says Rashi, "Nisgarsha mibayla harei keochiyah b'mitzvahs kibbut." Ish veisha. So the isha nesu is pter, but nisgarsha, then she's equal to her brother. The question is, what's the kamash malan? I mean, what's the havamina? Of course, if she's not in a suah, then she doesn't have a ptur. She's mitzuyei tzalavia. There's no one being moches. Of course, she should be chayavis just like the brother. What's the kamash malan? What's the chiddush? Comes the Ritva. There's a very interesting pshat. Dr. Ritva, a kurtz piece, a very short piece in the Ritva. Nisgar shishneim shavim, Dr. Ritva, perish, lo tema came in the niftera, kamash malon, and the hadru l'chiyuva. Says the Ritva, I'd have a havamina, came in the niftera. Once she's an ish, nesua, ish, sipe b'yadal asos, v'lo isha. I think, well, once she's an ish, nesua, she was p'tura, so maybe she's p'tura lo levoid, even after nisgarsha. The havamina is, if you think that the p'tura is chal, and it remains lo levoid, kamash malon, it doesn't remain lo levoid. And this is what the Ran writes as well. Same ideas as the Ritva. Here's the Ran. And if you'd base on the base of Dapi Arif, Ran says, "Skarsha mi bayla harei ki achil mitzas kibbut v'kamash malon mishum denisis lo poka chiyuv amina." Kamash malon is that the chiyuv was not poka kevan denisis. What does that mean? Kevan? Of course, it was poka kevan denisis. No, it means kamash malon. It wasn't poka lagamri. Of course, when she's Nesua, then the Chiyuv is Paka. Right? She's Ptura. Right? But Kamash Malon, that the Chiyuv is not Paka Lagamri, you know. That you would think, the Havamin is, you would think that once she's Ptura, Bishas Nesua, that she's Tril Olam Void. Kamash Malon, no, that the Chiyuv can come back. The Havamin of the Gemara, according to the Ritva and the Ran, is very difficult. Why would I assume that the chiyuv of an ish nesua, the mitzvah, the ish nesua is ptura, and I would think that she's ptura la'olam vod, even if in this garsha. Right? Lechora, the whole reason why she's pater from kibbut avayim is because the shibud of the husband trumps the shibud of the parent, or she's mitzuya etzel baila and not etzel avia. So once she's mitzuya etzel avia, once she doesn't have a shibud to a baal because she's nisgarsha, so then of course the mitzvah of kibbut avayim should apply. What's the havamina? I get the Kamash Malon, I don't get the Havamina. What's the Ritva and the Ran assuming? So someone has suggested that the Ritva and the Ran Ataka assuming that the Ptur of the Isha is not just a Ptur Midin Ones, but rather it's a Gzeres HaKosef. At least the Havamina thought that it's a Gzeres HaKosef. The Havamina thought that it's a Gzeres HaKosef, Ish Sivya Vira Lazas, but not Isha. That the Torah is pattering an Isha Nesura, an Isha Nesua from Kibbut Avayim, and it's a Gzeres HaKosef. So you think that if the Torah is Gzeres HaKosev, then maybe that Gzeres HaKosev should apply lo levoy. Once the Gzeres HaKosev is chal, then sulo paka. It doesn't fall away. That's the havamina. That it's Gzeres HaKosev, not just a Ptur Midin Ones, but it's Gzeres HaKosev. She's pater from Kibbut Avayim. So you think once she's Ptura from Kibbut Avayim, then that should apply lo levoy. Kamash Malon. So now the question is, what is the Kamash Malon? So you could say the Kamash Malan is that even though it's Gzeres HaKosev, Taka is Gzeres HaKosev, but the Gzeres HaKosev was only said by Isha Nesua. Right? Since Isha Nesua is the kind of person the Torah recognizes is not going to be able to do the mitzvah, Kibbut Avayim, because either she's Meshubetes Labaila, because she's Metsuyetz Labaila, So the Gzeres HaKosa was said by her. So that's why when she's no longer Nesua, the Gzeres HaKosa doesn't apply. But she's a Pnuya. She's not a Nesua. It's not that the Ptur is not a Gzeres HaKosa. The Havin is it's a Gzeres HaKosa and the Ptur should be Chal Olam Vod even after Geirishin. Kamash Malon, no, the Gzeres HaKosa, the Ptur is only said to Isha Nesua. So once she's not a Nesua, then the Gzeres HaKosa is not going to be said anymore. That's one way to learn the Kamash Malon. The other way to learn the Kamash Malon is that maybe we misunderstood the whole Ptur of Isha Nesua. Maybe the Ptur of Isha Nesua is not a Gzeres HaKosa, but it's a Ptur Ba'alma, Midin Ones. So once the Ones no longer applies, then of course she's going to be Chayavis. In fact, there was never a Ptur, a fundamental Ptur, a Gzeres HaKosa Ptur. It was a Ptur Ones that was Chal. Right? It wasn't even, there was a mitzvah kibud av va'em even when she was in a suah, but there's a ptur that if she's ba'onis, then she can't fulfill the mitzvah. So once the onis passes, it's really no different than a situation where the baal is in makbid. So that's the kamash v'lon, this garsha, there is no baal, he can't be makbid, she's not mitzvah, it's a baal, and then of course she's going to be mitzvah to honor her parents. Okay, these are the two ways to learn the kamash v'lon. Either in the kamash v'lon, also we're assuming the Ptur from Kibud Av Va'em for Isha Nesua is still a Gzeres HaKosa, but it only applies to Isha Nesua. Well, maybe we misunderstood the whole Ptur. Maybe the Ptur is not a Gzeres HaKosa Ba'alma, but rather it's a Ptur Machmas Ones. So if the Ones falls away, just like if the husband is not Makbid, the Ones falls away, so too, if she's Nisgasha, the Ones falls away, and then she's Chayiv in Kibud Av Va'em once again. The Poros Yosef has a different shot in the Shakal Atai of the Gemara. Even in the Havim of the Gemara. What does the Poros Yosef say? Find the Paras Yosef. What did he say? This Gashu Shneim Shav. Nira Liz up to Paras Yosef. The Kamashu and Lo Tema came in the Kodam Shinis Gashu Hayim Mutal Kolachiv Alaben. Im Ken Kishinis Gashu Mutal Kolachiv Aleo. You never have a Mina. Look, when the woman got married, so now the mitzvah kibud av va'em falls away from her, so her brother is stuck with the mitzvah. It's a beautiful mitzvah, but it's a responsibility. So the brother is stuck with the responsibility, and she's not doing anything for the parents. So you might think that when she gets divorced now, then she should have to make up what she didn't do when she was married, make it up to the brother. Now she should have to honor the parents, do all the service of the parents herself, rather than the brother, because now the brother should be part of this, that she should make it up to him. Kamash malon d'lav kach el shneim shavim d'may d'hava hava. Kamash malon, that she doesn't have to make it up. May d'hava hava, when she's nesua, she's ptura from kibud av va'em. When she's not nesua, so then both of them are chayiv. She shoved to the brother. You think she's not shoved to the brother. You think she has to make it up to the brother. Whatever amount of time, right? If she were married, let's say for 2 years, and then she got divorced, then she has to make up the 2 years for the brother. Right? If she gets married in the interim, then she doesn't have to make it up anymore, but she should have to make up the full 2 years. So, you know, if she gets married beforehand, then it's over. If she gets married 5 years later, so then after the first 2 years, she doesn't have to make it up to the brother anymore, because they're equal again. But that's the Havamina. Kamash Malon, Nitaza. Kamash Malon, she doesn't have to make it up to the brother. So you see clearly that the Poros Yosef was assuming what? That even in the Havamina, we never thought that the Ptur of Isha Nesua is a Gzeres HaKosav. Never thought it was a Gzeres HaKosav that because she was Ptur at one point in time, then the Ptur should apply to Olam Vayah. That's not a Havamina. It's not a Havamina Bechlal. Because Avada, the Ptur is only Midin Ones. So if the Ptur is Midin Ones, so then Taka was the Havamina. That's what the Paras Yosef had to stand on his head and suggest something very, very Mechudish, very creative. The Paras Yosef was troubled. He says, look, there's no Havamina to say that the Ptur of Isha Nesua from Kibud Av Va'em is a Gzeres HaKosav. It's only Machmas Ones. So if there's no Ones anymore, if she's not married, so then of course she's chayav to honor the parents. So what's the Havamina to say, Nisgarsha, there shouldn't be Shavim? And he says, no, if she has a brother, I would think Nisgarsha, she'd have to pay up. Right? Make it up to the brother. She'll honor the parents. She'll do all the tashmishim of the parents for a certain amount of time, for the time that she was married, to make it up to the brother. Kamash Malani, even that's not true. But you see from the Paras Yosef that even in the Havamina he thought the whole Ptur of Isha Nesua is only Machmas Ones, and that's why he had to suggest a very creative pshat to figure out why we'd have a Havamina that Nisgasha they shouldn't be shavim. Okay. So we have this gzeres akosiv ishi bebiadalasas, but not isha, right? That an isha nesua has this ptur. Right, the mitzvah of kibud av v'em applies equally to men and to women, but isha nesua is ptur from kibud av v'em. Now, it's interesting. The ptur from kibud av v'em l'chora is a function of there being some kind of a stira, being some kind of a problem. Right, let's go back to Rashi and Tosis, the simple pshat sugya. Rashi says that she's mishabedes l'baila. Right, the shibud l'bal trumps the shibud l'parents. Tosis says she's mitzuyeitz l'baila. There's something that creates a stira. Right, a stira between kibud av v'em as opposed to kibud barley. The question is, what's the stira? Right, the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis explains what is kibud av v'em and what is mora av v'em. Tana Rabbanan, three lines from the bottom on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Ezel mora v'ezel kibud. Mora lo omi b'mkomov lo yoshe b'mkomov lo soses devarv lo machriyo. Mora doesn't really mean fear. It means respect. Right, to respect a parent, you don't stand in their place, you don't sit in their place, can't contradict them. You can't be machria. If there's an argument between a parent and someone else, you can't say, I think the other person is right. That's mora av v'em. Kibud, what's kibud av v'em? Says the Gemara, machil u'mashke malbish u'machase machnus u'motzi. Service. Right? Giving the parent to drink, to eat, to drink, clothing the parent. If they need you to clothe them or to provide clothing for them. Giving them a ride. Right, you know, taking them in the car if they need someone to take them to the supermarket or something, right? So providing for the parent in terms of service, not respecting them, not just respecting them, but providing for the parent. So the question is, the Gemara here on Lamed Aleph Beis says that kibud baila trumps kibud av v'em. What's the stira? What, you can't be mechabed the baal and the parent at the same time? Let me say this differently. The Gemara here says that kibud baal trumps kibud av v'em, so I can understand regarding kibud, I understand that there's going to be a contradiction, right? The exact opposite of what we just said. But kibud is a contradiction, right? You can't serve two people at the same time. I mean, if you're very talented, you can serve one with the left hand and one with the right hand. You can't drive your husband and your father to the airport at the same time, unless they're going to the same airport. Right, one wants to go to the supermarket and the other one wants to go to the base medrash. You can't drive both of them at the same time. So I understand in the realm of kibud, this is stira. Kibud av v'em and kibud baila, you can't do both. But l'chora, what's the pasuk talking about? Ishim oviyot tiro, that's talking about mora av v'em. It's not talking about kibud av v'em. And it's on that that the Torah gives the gzeres hakosa that ish tzipi v'yad alasas b'nar isha. Right? The ish is ptura from doing something for a parent. Doing what? Kibud av v'em. That's not what the pasuk is talking about. The pasuk is talking about ishim over of tiro. It's talking about mora avvein. So l'chora, the gzeres hakosav is telling me that mora baila trumps mora avvein. Why should I trump it? What's the contradiction? What's the steer between the two? You can respect the husband and respect the parent at the same time. You don't sit in the place of the husband. You don't sit in the place of the parent. You don't contradict the husband's words. Don't contradict the parent's words. It's efshel kaim shnei. So what's the gzeres hakosav that she's ptura from mora av v'ein? She could do mora av v'ein and do mora baila also. And the pasuk is talking about mora, it's not talking about kibud. It's toch a pele. Right? The whole ptura of Ish Nesua is talking about mora av v'ein. There's no steer between mora av v'ein and mora baila. So what's the pasuk even telling me? What's the pasuk telling me? That's the kasha of the Marsha. Marsha is on Tosfos. Says he doesn't understand. Tosis says that what's the steer? What's the stira? Right? She could be Makayim Mora Av at the same time as being Makayim Mora Baila. So she's not Mitzuyei Tzalavia. It's even easier. Right? She's not going to sit in his place. His chair is not there. She's not going to stand in his place. His place is not there. She's not going to contradict him. He's not saying anything. It's even easier. So what's the problem, Frektor Marsha? Dr. Marsha, Va'ayim Bezeberei. Look at the Mizrahi in Parshas Kedoshim, one of the Gedolim of Farshi Rashi, Yom Mizrahi. Look at the Mizrahi, he says, and that's somehow that's going to answer the kasha. Well, what's he saying? What does the Mizrahi say? That's the Mizrahi I asked you to see. Mizrahi in Parshas Kedoshim on that pasuk, he says, Inachanami, pasuk is talking about mor, it's not talking about kibbut, but im eino inyan lamor, it's nayo inyan lakibbut. Shema Yeshlomai, you have, you know, in the middle there, in the middle of the bracket. In the middle of the bracket are the dots. Yes, the kasha, Because v'shemi yeshlomo shabraisa soveres shekevin shemikushes hamikros the ishlomo uta isha v'tirau lirvuya isha anu tzvichen lomar kan ba'avoda tachtov she'oz v'shes acharim alea kan benizgar shemimenu. From the psukim we have to say that an isha is mechuyevis if she's not married, she's ptura if she is married. V'zeh hachilek lo shayach ala b'kibud v'lo b'mora. That's only shayach to kibud avayim, not to mora. Chutzuchu lomar, meinu eni lamora, tenei ala kibud. Ki ilu kosov ish oviv imo techabdu. With darshaning that even though the pasuk is talking about mora avayim and not kibud avayim, but the stira between mora avayim and baal, mora baila, there is no stira. The stira between avayim and baal is not in mora, it's in kibud. So meinu eni lamora, tenei ala kibud. It must be that this drush is referring to kibud avayim, and it's saying, ishimo va'aviv techabdu. It says tira, but it means techabdu. And sometimes we find that, Dr. Mizrahi, v'chein shana behedi b'vareis ad l'kamon, yochel yei kibud avayim docha Shabbos. I would think if the parent tells you to violate naveri, you should still listen. Tamalama tira, v'es shabsosu tishmor. Ishimo v'aviv tira, v'es shabsosu tishmor. There's a hekesh, kulchem chayavim b'chvodi. Kulchem chayavim b'chvodi, kulchem chayavim b'morai. No, you see that even though the pasuk uses the lashon tiro, sometimes we have a drasha related to kibud. It's Zok the Mizrahi. Same thing over here. The ptur of isha is not in mora avayim; it's in kibud avayim, because it's not shayach to mora. There's no stira between avayim and baal regarding mora. There's only a stira regarding kibud. So it's as if it says ishimo va'ov techabdu, that the mitzvah of kibud avayim of an isha nesua falls away, and she's mechuyabes and kvod baila, but mora, she's taka will be mechuyabes in both, because there's no stiras, and of course, she's going to be mechuyabes in both. There is no ptur in mora. Yes?
Does everyone, officially reading the pasuk that way now, or it's just, specifically for these couple?
Regarding this halach, right, that this drosha, Chazal felt that we should read the pasuk referring to kibud, not to mora, regarding this drosha. That's the Mizrahi's understanding. And Ba'emes, it's meduyik like this in the Rishonim, in many Rishonim. Rashi, for example. Excuse me. Rashi on the Gemara. Rashi says, Nisgar Shem Mibayla. Right? The Gemara says, Nisgar Shem Mibayla Shneim Shtovim. Says Rashi, Harei Ki Ochi Ava Mitzvah Kibud. Do you notice that, Rashi? Harei Ki Ochi Ava Mitzvah Kibud. Which word is interesting there?
Kibud.
It should have said b'mitzvahs mora. Why pick on kibud? Or say b'mitzvahs kibud umora. Why dafka kibud? This is Rashi understood that there's no stira between avayim and baal regarding mora. There's only a stira regarding kibud. So nisgarsha shneim shavim by mitzvahs kibud, and lo nisgarsha ein shneim shavim by mitzvahs kibud, but by mora they would be shavim. Even if she's nesua, they'd be shavim by mora, because there's no stira between the parent, the chiyav to give respect to the parent, and the chiyav to give respect to the husband. The Rambam in Parashat Mishnayos echoes a similar sentiment. Rambam writes, "The al hanekevos kulam sheyasu osam laviyim." Right, the dinim. These are halachas. He's going on the Mishnah. There are certain halachas that a child is due to the parents. So kibud avayim applies to both. Elim ha'isa ha'isha bulas baal shein chiv olev mitaras ha'kavod elim ha'she'ef she'biyad alasas. When they iske baila ha'mechuyavin lo mitaras ha'zivug. Says the Rambam, if the isha is bulas baal, if she's nesua, so then there's no chiv olev mitaras ha'kibod, except what she can do. If there's no stira, then she's mechuyav. But if there's a stira, if iske baila ha'mechuyavin lo mitaras ha'zivug, if that's a stira to toras ha'kibod, he says, so then she's ptura. Interesting, the Rambam talks about Torah Sakibud, not Mora. There is no stira by Mora, it would seem, according to the Rambam in Parashat Mishnayos. He says the ptur of the woman is from Kibud Avayim. She's ptur from Kibud Avayim because there's a stira to Kvod Baila. So she doesn't have to honor the parent, she doesn't have to serve the parent, if that would be a stira to the service of the husband. And this also is what the Shulchan Aruch writes. Going back to page 2. Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'ish yishavim b'chvod u'v'mora shal ave'ein ela sh'ha'ish ha'im b'yad ha'lasu shim shibetas l'bayla l'fikach hiptura mikibud ave'ein ba'od ha'nesua. Interesting, right? This is Hilchos, well, it's Hilchos kibud ave'ein. Okay, that's right. He doesn't mention mora, right? This halach is only mentioned in this context. Oh, Well, no, in the next halacha, it says, Mamze chaya b'chvod aviv uv'moro. He's talking about kibud and mora. And yet in this halacha, he says that the woman is pura from kibud avayim. Doesn't say anything about mora. It sounds like the pura is only from kibud and not from mora. Exactly the same as the Rambam, Perash, and Mishnayos and Rashi. That's what's mashur from Shulchan Aruch. Comes the Rambam in Ilkas Mamrim. It says something very interesting. Some of Madaik and the Rambam from the Rambam in Ilkas Mamrim that maybe he disagrees with what he says in the Perash and Mishnayos. The Rambam Ilkas Mamrim writes as follows. Perek Vav, Halacha Vav. Echad o ish v'echad o ish chayav b'moro v'kavet. Exactly the same as the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is getting it from the Rambam. It's just interesting. He flips kavet and mora. I don't know why, but... Yeah. Echad o ish v'echad o ish chayav b'moro v'kavet. The Shulchan Aruch says, Echad o ish v'echad o ish chayav b'kavet v'moro. Okay. Says the Rambam, Melashol Ish Yesh Biyad Alasos Veyisha Im Biyad Alasos Shari Rishus Acherim Olam Lefikach Im Nisgarsha Onis Almana Harei Shneim Shavim. What kind of Aruch? A little different than the Shulchan Aruch, right? The Shulchan Aruch had said Echad Yesh Veyad Yisha Shavim Bechavad V'mar Shalav Ve'ei Elasha Yisha Im Biyad Alasos Shim Yishu Beres Labayla Lefikach Yiptura Mikibad Avayim Ba'od Nesua. The Shulchan Aruch elaborates. Rambam doesn't elaborate. Rambam says, what? To some Amadayak from the Rambam, you get the impression, b'mora uba kibud. Not just kibud. Because he presents that both an ish and an isha chayav and kibud and mora avva'ay. And then he says, but ish is not always sipik b'yadalasas. It sounds like she's not sipik b'yadalasas b'yam b'kava b'yam b'mora. It sounds like there is a hechet timsa where an ish and a sua would be p'tura even from mora avva'ay, not just from kibud avva'ay.
Quoting
the Lashon of the Gemara.
Right,
I hear. Right, so in light of the Rambam Perash and Mishnayos, you'd be inclined to say that. But there are those who wanted to suggest that it's, you take the Rambam Kipshuto, right? The Rambam seems to be saying that the Ptur applies Bein to Kala Bein to Mora. So the question is, what kind of a Ptur by Mora? What's the Stira? What's the Stira? He could do Mora Avaim and do Mora Baila at the same time. He won't sit in the chair of the pair, won't sit in the chair of the husband, won't contradict either, and he'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah of both. So what's the contradiction? What's the Rambam saying? Stoch shver. Okay, you could answer up the Rambam that he's not disagreeing with the Perash and Mishnayos, but the simple reading of the Rambam is not like that. So comes the Makna and has a fundamental yisod here. Makna says that we were blinded by the Gemara. The Gemara says that Mora Avvaim means lo yeshiv b'mkamov, lo yadabim b'mkamov, lo yisteres devarav, lo machriyav. Sounds like it's four things, and that's it. Comes the Makna and says, no. There's another case where there's a mitzvah of mor. And that is if the parent is mitzvah the child, the parent commands the child to do something. The parent is not getting hano from this. It's not that the parent commands the child to feed them or to take them to the stores. The parent commands the child to do something where there's no hano to the parent. He says, you know, make your bed. Eat your breakfast. Right? The parent doesn't get hanor from the breakfast of the child. Right? The child will get hanor from that, but the parent doesn't get hanor. The parent doesn't really get hanor from the fact that the bed is made. It's the parent wants to train the child. But the parent's not getting hanor. It's hanor of the child. There's no hanor from the parent, for the parents. If a father commands a child to make his bed or to eat his breakfast, there's no kibud av in that, because kibud av is only if you're mahana the parent, if you're serving the parent. If you're not serving the parent, there's no kibud av. So is he mechuyif to listen to the parent? Is a child mechuyav to listen to the tzivui of a parent if there's no hanoah for the parent involved? Comes the Makna and says, yes. Not midin kibud avaim, but midin mora avaim. Mora, that's part of mora. Mora means listening to a parent. As long as there's no hefsid for the child, he says, if the child's not going to, it's not going to lose out. The child is not mechuyav to lose out. Right? If kibud avaim is mishal av, so then the child doesn't have to lose out from kibud avaim. So from mora avaim, he also doesn't have to lose out. So if the child is not going to be mafsid, then he has to listen to the parent. He did mora avvaein. That's the Maknas Chiddush. That's the Maknas Chiddush. He says, "V'nira the muchach came mehoda amal el and came atam alam eish v'nei sheisha rishus baila alel kevan de kromari b'mora mashayach rishus baila alel." The Mizrahi is kasha. He says, why is the Ptur of Isha Nesua mentioned by the mitzvah of Mora? There's no stira by Mora. She can do, you can have your cake and eat it too. Right? She can give respect to the parent, give respect to the husband. There's no stira. So why did it say the Ptur by Kibbut? Zakhtam Akne. No, there is a case by Mora too. And that's what the Dafkut had to say by Mora. Teach me even that halacha. Where there's a stira between Mora Avvaim and Mora Baila, then Mora Baila wins out. If the parent is mitzaveh the child to do something, then he would be mechuyev to listen to the parent. But if the husband says not to listen to the parent, then if the husband tells the woman not to listen to the parent, then she has to listen to the husband. So that's the situation where there's a stira between Mora Avvaim and Mora Baila, and Kamash Vala, that Xeris HaKosev, that Mora Baila wins out. Mora Baila wins out. It would win out by Kiba too, right? Kvod Baila also wins out. But even by Mora, you'll have a situation where the Baal will trump the Chi of Mora that you have to a parent. So really, there are situations for both. And that could explain the Rambam. The Rambam felt that the Ptura of an Ish Nesu applies Ben B'Kiba, Ben B'Mora, because there are Hechetensis by both, that there'll be a stira between Ava and as opposed to Baila, both by Kibbut and by Mora. And that's why the Rambam had to say that the Ptura of an Ish Nesu applies to both. Why didn't Rashi learn like this? Rashi says that the Torah is Kibbut. Nisgar Shneim Shavim B'Torah's Kibbut. Sounds like Ish Nesua. Shneim Ein Shavim B'Torah's Kibbut. But B'Torah's Mora, they are Shavim. There's no stira between Mora Avvaim and Mora Baila. There's only a stira in Kibbut, between Kibbut Avvaim and Kibbut Baila. Why did Rashi learn like that? The Makna is a good pshat. Great pshat, right? What's the answer? The answer is Rashi probably argues with the Makna. Rashi probably assumes there's no such halacha of Mora that you have to listen to what a parent is saying. It's probably a good idea. Right, it's a good idea to listen to the parent. Parent tells you to make your bed or eat your breakfast. The parent knows best. Right? Father knows best. That's what, well, there used to be a television program like that. It's before my time. Right? But they said in the 60s and the 50s, as Rabbi Willig often says, you know, that was the way it used to be. Now there would never be such a television program. Father knows best. I mean, that's the way it should be, but that's not the way the world thinks now. That's the problem. That's the problem. Such a name for a television program is just... Just wouldn't go as much as that. But anyway, right, so it's a good thing. Father Taka does know best in many circumstances, most circumstances, right? So it's a good thing to listen to a parent. But is there a mitzvah d'oraisa to listen to the parent? The Makna would tell you yes, as long as there's no hefsa for the child, yes. But maybe Rashi disagrees. Maybe Rashi claims there is no mitzvah to listen to the parent. So there's no mitzvah to listen to the parent, no mitzvah d'oraisa to listen to the parents. And then there's no sphere in the realm of Mora between a parent and Baal. So that's why Rashi had to say Mitoras Kavod, that the only stira is regarding Kavod. They point out that the Ramah quotes a Marik in a Tshuva that seems to argue with the Makna. The Makna tries to say that the Marik is not against him. But the Pshuto, what the Marik is saying, if you look at the Marik in the Tshuva, seems to argue with the Makna. Marik is talking about a very interesting case. Talking about, let's say a parent tells a child that they don't want the child to marry a particular girl. You know, this individual, this child, he's been dating for a while. He found a girl. He found a young lady that he wants to marry. And the parent doesn't want him to marry that woman. So does he have to listen to the parent? So that's what the Ramah quotes. He quotes the Marik that technically speaking, no. The Chaynim Ha'av, this is in page 4. At the end of Simon Reish Mem. Chaynim Ha'av moche beben lisa ezo isha shi'af motz ba'ben. Eino tzarech l'shmoa el ha'av. You don't have to listen. Might be a good idea to listen. Might be a good idea to... You know, these circumstances present themselves. It's a very, very tricky situation. It's tricky. It's very tricky. You have to talk to professionals and work it out because it's complicated. Just to go off and marry a certain girl the parents really, really don't want, it could create a lot of trouble later. But strictly speaking, halachically speaking, is a child required to listen to a parent? Dr. Amma B'Shem de Marek, he's not mitzvah. Why not? Why should not be mitzvah to listen to a parent? So the Marek has three different reasons. He says, first of all, we mentioned that Kibbut Avaim is only Michel Av, not Michel Ben. There's no need for a child to spend money to be mechaber the parent and to be mitzdayer. Mitzdayer is even worse than, it's a hefsid. Not only is he going to have to spend money, he's going to have to be mitzdayer himself. It's worse than a hefsid mom. So he shouldn't be mitzuva to be mechaber his parent, to listen to the parent, if it's going to cause a hefsid for himself. What's more, we mentioned before, kulchem chayav mechodi, that if a parent asks the child to do an aveir, he's not allowed to listen to the parent. And there's a halacha that a person has to like the person he's marrying. Right? He has to adam shikarish isha ad shiyirena, as we had in the beginning of the second parak. You have to see the girl, and she has to be pleasing to you. So if she has to be pleasing in her looks, certainly she has to be pleasing in her personality. So it's almost like the father is telling him to marry a woman that he doesn't like. So that's an avera. So similar to kulchem chayav mechvodi, there's no mitzvah to listen to the parent if it's against the Torah. Interesting. And the third point the Marik says is, forgetting about Mishal Av, Mishal Ben, forgetting about Lavral Divrei Torah, Ad kan lo pligi in Mishal Av, Mishal Ben, el bedavar de shayach ha'av v'gavah parnosas ha'av, shetzorach guf ha'av v'kiyumo. Aval benosad lo shayach v'gavah. Something that's not shayach to the parent. Kiyocha, pshita den koach la'av limchos b'ben. Lo mishim kavod, v'lo mishim ora. It says, doesn't apply here. It has to be something that's shayach to the father, hanoah for the father, kavod, not sitting in the parents' chair, respecting the parents, something shayach to the father. Something that's not shayach to the parent, there's no chiyuv to listen to the parents, of the marit. So the Machna says, oh, that's because there's a hefsud over here to the child. That's why he's not mechuyav to listen. That's not what the Marik says. Marik says, forget about hefsud. Hefsud is the other reason. That if it causes tsar, he doesn't have to listen anyway. But the third point is that he says, maybe there's no din of mora, no din of kavo to listen to a parent. It might be a good idea, but there's no mitzvah d'oraisa to listen to the parent if the parent is not directly benefiting from that tzivui. So it could be that's what Rashi felt. Rashi felt that the mitzvah of mora doesn't include listening to the parent. Right? It doesn't include listening to the parent, even if there is no hefsid for the child. So that's why Rashi had to say that the only case of mora is respecting, not sitting in the place, not contradicting them, etc. So Rashi felt that mora avaim and mora baila don't contradict each other. So it couldn't be that the Gzeres HaKosov of Ish, Sipa B'Yadalasa, Zvein Ish is talking about Mora. It must only be talking about Kibbud, because there's only a stira in the realm of Kibbud between Avvaim as opposed to Baila. That's how Rashi interpreted that the Gzeres HaKosov is talking only about Kavod. And that's the Rambam in Parashah Mishnayos in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim that seems to say that the Ptur of the Ish and the Su applies Bein B'Kavod, Bein B'Mora, is because perhaps the Rambam is learning like the Machna that included within the mitzvah of Mora is to listen to the parent if there's no hefsid for the child. So there could be a steer in the realm of Mora between Ava and as opposed to Baal. So comes the Gzeres HaKosov and tells you that if the Taka is a stira, so then the Baal wins out. She's more mitzuva in listening to the Baal and not listening to the parent. Okay, let's stop.